USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper says Friday's shooting at a naval air station in Pensacola was captured by cameras carried by associates of the Saudi aviation student who opened fire.
Some were detained, friends of his that were also on that base, as I understand it, and I also was told that some one or two were filming it. What's unclear is, were they filming it before it began, or was it something where they picked up their phones and filmed it once they saw it unfolding?
Esper on Fox News Sunday. The FBI says the shooter acted alone. On Fox News Sunday Futures, GOP Senator Lindsey Graham wants to pull the plug on the program that put the shooter in the classroom where three people died.
We need to suspend the Saudi program until we find out what happened here. I like the idea of training foreign pilots, understanding how the American system works. I like allies. Saudi Arabia is an ally, but there's something really bad here.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
43 people died in a fire at a bag factory in New Delhi. The BBC's Pratiksha Gildial is there.
The fire reportedly broke out in a building in the early hours of Sunday in a congested part of the city. Dozens of workers were sleeping inside at the time, according to rescue services. Officials said that it was difficult for fire trucks and ambulances to reach the spot because of the narrow alleyways. So firefighters had to carry the victims out themselves, one by one.
The president is tweeting that the House impeachment probe is a dead end. GOP Congressman Mark Meadows on CBS's Face the Nation says Republicans won't give up.
I don't see a single Republican defecting. They've looked at the facts. They know where we are on this. I think, if anything, there's more pressure on my Democrat colleagues, where instead of having just two defections, we may have more than that coming up.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The winter flu season is off to its earliest start in more than 15 years. USA's John Hunt reports.
An early barrage of illness in the South has begun to spread more broadly, and there's a decent chance flu season could peak much earlier than normal. According to Scott Epperson from the U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention, it really depends on what viruses are circulating. There's not a predictable trend if it's going to be early or more severe. The virus that is out now is generally not as dangerous to older people, which is good news if you're over 50, since most flu hospitalizations and deaths in the winter occur in the elderly. However, such viruses can be harder on children and people younger than 50. The agency estimated that there have already been 1.7 million flu illnesses, 16,000 hospitalizations, and over 900 flu-related deaths nationally. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Today's show presenters Hoda Kotb and Jenna Bush Hager have been booked as the hosts for a New Year's Eve primetime special on NBC. A Toast to 2019 is scheduled to air at 8 p.m. It will feature appearances by Kristen Bell, Martin Short, Maya Rudolph, Tony Hale, Terry Crews, and Nikki Glaser. Other celebrities expected to join in the holiday program include Lester Holt, Howie Mandel, Craig Melvin, and Ashley Tisdale. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.